Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, today at training camp, for the first time, we saw the bucket drill, which is where the quarterbacks try and hit it inside the bucket. And the closest, of course, Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know, some years he's not the closest, but you're right. This was the first time we saw it this year. All three of them from, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 yards trying to get into one trash bucket. None of them hit it. None of them hit it this time, but a valiant effort by all three.
Yeah, and it's always fun to watch.
It is a fun drill to watch. I think it's a highlight of camp when it happens.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was kind of late this year.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks in and we haven't seen it. More than 2 weeks in. Yeah. Strange.
All right, let's jump right into our extra points. Brian, take it away.
Well, we talk about and we hear about ball skills often about defensive players, specifically defensive backs. And I'll tell you, the Patriots work on that at practice probably as much as any other team. And, you know, coaches throw the ball up in the air for a defensive back. No offensive player there in the mix, so it's not like they're going up against someone. But it's a very important drill. And, you know, last year the Patriots had one of the worst defenses in the league statistically, but they were tied for third in takeaways. And I don't think it's a surprise. I don't think it's a coincidence that they work on that a lot. Defensive backs are taught the proper way to go for the ball, get the ball at its highest point. They were practicing a lot here on Monday. We saw in the game against the Saints, Steve Gregory, Patrick Chung, each with an interception. Gregory in particular had to really have a juggling act there. I think they work on that sort of thing, and I think it pays off in games.
Well, my extra point will be about the strengths of the Patriots, and that is Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, who both, you know, take what you want away from this, both came out to practice today, although they were not dressed out. This is the second day for Rob Gronkowski, so I don't know what you want to take away from it. I guess the good thing is more reps for Alex Silvestro and Tyler Urban. So maybe they had some more reps out there today at practice, but they weren't dressed out, so we don't really know what to think about that.
But. Yeah, very easy to overreact to that kind of thing. But, you know, Rob Gronkowski, that's 2 days in a row. Right. Perhaps there's something there, but that we saw them come out here in sweats, but we saw them come out here, that's certainly a promising sign. But you're right, it's a who's who of tight ends on this roster. Gronkowski, Hernandez, Vicente Shanco, Daniel Fells, Jake Ballard, none of them practicing, 2 out of the 7 practicing. A little troubling. There's a little bit of a depth issue there, and they have a game a week from tonight.
Right, nothing to get too concerned about, right. But certainly something to keep an eye on. So we certainly will throughout the rest of training camp. But that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.